All right, everybody take your Bibles, please, and turn to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, please stand in honor of God's Word when you find it. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. I'm going to read a few verses tonight. John chapter 10, and verses 1 through 15. The Bible says, tell you what, let's read responsibly, and basically I'll read the odd verses. Everybody read the even verses with me, please. So I'll start off in verse 1, everybody read verse 2, I'll read verse 3. Everybody read 4 and so on and so forth, up to 15. Okay? Ready? Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they may have more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and seeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is the hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to learn from your word and help us to learn about you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to learn how to become better sheep in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, several times throughout the Bible, God has pictured the believer as sheep. And, I'll be honest with you. How many have ever worked with sheep in the past? Maybe with 4-H or on a farm or something like that. And sheep aren't real smart animals, are they? And the truth of the matter is that I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we as Christians, we can kind of, you know, the verse talks about that I would, I do not. And it goes on and it's kind of confusing. Whereas as far as basically when you boil it all down, you know, the things that I know I should do, I have a hard time doing. And the things that I know that I shouldn't do, I have a hard time doing them. And so basically the truth of the matter is that we as sheep, you know, the Bible talks about sheep have gone astray. We have gone everyone to his own way. But here's the thing is tonight I'm not going to talk about the negative aspects of a sheep. Okay? And so Aaron's down here getting ready to zone me out already, but it's all the food he ate this afternoon, and he cleaned out the chicken tacos. But the truth of the matter is that there are positive aspects of being a sheep, and there's certain ways that we can improve being a sheep. Because the truth of the matter is that we're supposed to be. God classifies us as sheep, and we're supposed to be the best sheep we possibly can. Verse 1, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And then in verse 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The truth of the matter is that, listen guys, there's only one way to become God's sheep. And many of us know that way. And in John chapter 14 and verse 6, the Bible also talks about the same way. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we see that the truth of the matter is that, you know what? There's only one way to become a sheep, one way to become a believer. And it's also, once again, also stated in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given under men whereby we must be saved. You know, the truth of the matter is there are a lot of religions out there that decide, you know what, I don't have to go in through the door. And the Bible says that Jesus is the door. And so the truth of the matter is that many religions say, you know what, if my good outweighs my bad, then you know what, I'll be on my way to heaven. And the truth of the matter is the Bible says our righteousness are filthy rags. And so, Aaron, if you ever tried to earn your way to heaven, you'd be in deep trouble. And but anyways, anybody who knows Aaron knows that's Aaron's about like I was, you know, growing up. Probably still am. We get in too much trouble hanging out together. And but anyways, so we're going to have Ralph to keep us both straight, right? And so anyways, the truth of the matter is that, you know what? We can't earn our way to heaven. We can't, buy our way into heaven. And I'm so glad, I'll be honest with you. You know what? I believe that our Catholic friends are earnestly mistaken, but I'm so glad I'm not a Catholic. And, you know, say the rosaries, give us $400, and then your sins are forgiven. Well, I'd go broke. I tell you what, you know. And every time I turned around, all right, here's another $400. And but anyways, the truth of the matter is I'm so glad that I can pray and my sins are forgiven. And that once I'm on my way to heaven, bless God, we believe in once saved, always saved. And the truth of the matter is that, you know what, there's one way into the fold, but also it's the same for everyone. And John chapter 9 and verse 35 through 38. John chapter 9 verses 5 through, said one thing and meant another. John chapter 9 verses 35 through 38. The Bible says, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? The blind man got saved the same way. The thief on the cross got saved the same way. The Philippian jailer, I'll be honest with you, the Philippian jailer is one of my favorite stories because, here's a guy that was in charge of prisoners. And whenever a jailer had prisoners escape, then you know what? It pretty much meant his life. And so the Acts chapter 16 and verses 30 and 31, Bible says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And so the thing about it is you know what? The sheep, good sheep, enter in by the door. And they don't try and go around the door. And how many have ever seen a cattle crossing? And my grandparents used to have cattle, and to the entrance of the ranch, they'd have the cattle crossing where, you know, you'd have the fence all around, but that one spot, just so they didn't have to open the gate, many times they'd have these cattle crossings where the cows couldn't actually walk across it to get out. And it was basically a whole bunch of bars, but you could drive across it, so cars could go in and out, but the cattle couldn't go. And the thing about it is that I guess it was a bad illustration because rather than keeping out, the truth of the matter is there's only one way in. And the Bible talks about how that, you know what, when you try and go around, there's the only people that try and go around are thieves and whatnot. And so the truth of the matter is that we need to make sure that we are not only going in by the right gate and believing the right thing, but we're also showing other people the way and the way in. And you know what's interesting is back in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice. And you know what? A good sheep hears the voice of the shepherd. And you know, we live in a day where too many times, you know what? We want to hear the voice of the people that we want to hear the voice of. And you know, a lot of times you hear joking around on spouses saying, boy, you have selective hearing. Because they choose not to hear their spouse, especially when it comes to a honey-do list. You know, how many guys want to hear, hey, honey, I got something for you. Come here. My hand's not raised. And don't tell my wife, you know. And otherwise, she'll have 14 things for me tonight. No. But anyways, the truth of the matter is my sheep hear my voice. And verses 3 and 4, Jam the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. You know, the awesome part about it is God knows our name too. And God knows who we are, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And you know, what's pretty interesting is so my sister is a my sister is over in China, and she's working with a team there. She's based out of the group is based out of First Baptist Church in Indiana. And the pastor there is the pastor of a very large church, and he meets hundreds of people a day, and he knows a lot of people. And what was interesting is that I'm not sure if he's heard my name before or not. I've met him once or twice before, but Pastor Lance went over to check out the college with Abby, he met Pastor Wilkerson. And Pastor Wilkerson had talked with him and Pastor Lance. And somehow my name must have got brought up. And I hope it was good and not bad, you know. And so Pastor Wilkerson traveled to China about a month later, talked to my sister and said, "I just met your brother's pastor." And he called me my name. And I thought it was pretty cool. I thought, wow, you know. And hey, listen. It, you know, famous or infamous, whatever, I'll take it either way, you know. If somebody knows my name, that means I'm either loved or hated, one of the two. But if I'm just a nobody in the shadows, that's not good enough. And the truth of the matter is it's kind of cool to have somebody know your name. Imagine if the President of the United States walked in and says, "Ralph, it's so good to see you." And you know what? Ralph would be like, "Hey, that's kind of cool, you know." I wish it was a different president, but no, just joking. But truth of the matter is, you know what? It'd be kind of cool to have any president really know your name. And maybe it's because you've got a warrant for that. No, just joking. But the thing about it is that, listen, guys, God knows our name. And you know what? We should know his voice. And I'll be honest with you, the only way that we're going to take and know his voice is if we're listening for the voice of God. A lot of times it's that still small voice, but how much are we listening to the voice of God? Do we hear God speaking? And the truth of the matter is you know what? Are we not only hearing, but we're going to talk about this here in a minute. Are we not only hearing, but are we doers of the word? Because the truth of the matter is if we're only hearers of the word and we're not doers of the word, we're deceiving our own selves, the Bible says. And so, but listen, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of evil voices out there. And which voice are we listening to? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14. The Bible talks about this very thing. The Bible says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." You know, we've heard the story about a wolf in sheep's clothing. I tell you what, you know what? The thing about it is Satan's going to try and trick us into listening to his voice over the voice of God. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. There's many litmus tests about what voices we're listening to. The thing about it is if it goes against this book right here, then truth of the matter is it's not the right voice. And if it's something that, whether it be doctrine, whether it be the way we should live our life, the way we should treat others, and it doesn't matter. We need to make sure that what we're being told lines up with the Word of God, because God will never contradict himself. See, the thing about it is that... We need to be listening for the voice of God. James chapter 1 and verse 22. James chapter 1 and verse 22. Please turn there. And to make sure that my voice is lining up with the Word of God. James chapter 1 and verse 22. The Bible says, "Be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the Word, not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." It'd be like the person that looks in the mirror, sees, "I got something in my teeth." Doesn't take out the something in their teeth, walks away and forgets about it. And goes, "Hi!" You know, it's kind of silly, but the truth of the matter is you know what? I'll be honest with you. We need to be looking into the voice of God, because the truth of the matter is, you know what? The Word of God is going to show us impurities in our lives. It's going to show us when the world has crept in unawares. It's going to show us where we're supposed to be doing something and we aren't. And the truth of the matter is the more we study the Word of God, the more we realize the impurities in our lives. And I'll be honest with you, when we're a hearer of the Word and not a doer only, it's like the person that has something in their teeth. Yep, it's still there and goes on about their business. And so the truth of the matter is, you know what, we need to be a hearer and a doer of the Word as well. The Bible says in John chapter 10, and the Bible says in verse 4 and 5, this kind of goes along with what I've been talking about. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You know what? A good sheep follows their shepherd. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? It's a willing follow. It's not, you see this. The truth of the matter is the sheep are pretty, when it comes down to their shepherd, sheep will follow their shepherd. And it'll be willing. You won't have to force them. You won't have to, here's the thing is, it's called a cattle prod for a reason. I don't think they even use something like a cattle prod on sheep. They don't really have to. And so the thing about it is that they're willing. They're willing to follow. And the truth of the matter is, are we sheep willing to follow, or are we more stubborn and wanting to do our own will? Thing about it is in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." It's a choice we all must face. It's a choice we all must make. And the thing about it is it's just like salvation. We must choose to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But as Christians, we've got to choose to follow Him. Because the truth of the matter is that if we choose not to follow Him, the thing about it is that we're automatically not on a path towards God and towards joy. We talked about this morning in Sunday school on the enemies of joy. Well, I'll tell you what, the thing about it is Satan wants us not necessarily to do his will, but to do our will. Because if we're doing our will, we're not doing his will. And anything but his will is okay with him. And the truth of the matter is that we need to be willingly deciding to follow him, because he knows what's best. And, I'll never forget as a little kid, I don't even know why I remember this, but I remember being a little kid and my dad being really giant and walking up, and I don't know why, I just walked up, gave his leg a big hug. And you know what happened? I looked up and realized I didn't recognize the man that I was hugging his leg. I think it was Elijah, I seen that happen to Elijah one time, and I seen him walk up to a random person in church, and he hugged their leg, and I'm thinking, I bet you he doesn't realize it's not me. But the truth of the matter is, you know what, we need to be following the Savior and not be deceived. Because the truth of the matter is, you know what? Too many times Christians, we think, you know what? Well, I can decide what's right and wrong. I don't really have to study it out of Scripture. Well, I can decide. And the thing about it is, you know what? In order to follow, we must know what God says. We must not only hear the voice of God, we must know that it's Him and obey it. We should obey it just simply out of love. If you turn to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 John 4:19, the Bible says this: we love Him because He first loved us. And the thing about it is in John we saw that the difference between a shepherd and a hireling. The hireling really didn't have anything invested. And, the thing about it is the hireling was somebody where they were paid to care. And the hireling, according to this passage, the hireling, when danger came to the flock, he ran the other way because he was too concerned about himself. But the shepherd, instead of running away from danger, ran towards it. Now, the thing about it is I'll be honest with you, the world is this way. The world claims to want to be our friend. The world claims, you know what? Hey, come over here and there's pleasures over here. Hey, I'll be your friend. I'll give you what you want. And the truth of the matter is when tough times happen, they're running the other way. God says, listen, if you're a friend of mine, when dangers come and when trials come, I'll be running towards it rather than away from it. You can count on me. And the thing about it is that he is the good shepherd. He's you know what? He's not like one of the hirelings. He's not just going to leave us there and leave us astray. He's not just going to say, you know what? Times are tough. See ya. And that's not the way God operates. He's saying, hey, listen, you're going through a tough time? I'll be there. Just like we learned this morning. There's the path. It's not just you're going to walk it. I'll be right there with you. And so the truth of the matter is you know what? There's several reasons why we should just follow the voice of God. You know, the thing about it is that the sheep don't follow a stranger. You know, the thing about it is that there's, like I said, there's a lot of strange voices out there. The truth of the matter is that, you know what? None of those voices will ever love us like God will love us. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? Those voices will lead us astray. God will never lead us astray. And so we need to be careful. You know what? There's a strange voice of, I'll be honest with you. I don't have time to go in depth. I'm going to try and be fairly quick tonight. But you know what? There's a strange voices of rock music where they're trying to influence us for evil. There's a strange voices of peer pressure, teenagers. There's a lot of strange voices out there. But the truth of the matter is, you know what? There's one voice that we should be listening to. And that's the Word of God. And, the truth of the matter is that, you know what? Sheep know the shepherd. And 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, that which is from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Truth of the matter is, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I wonder how many Christians have truly experienced a true walk with God. I wonder how many Christians know what it's like to daily read the Word of God. I'm not talking about, every once in a while. It's hard for things to not happen and you miss one or two days here and there. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about, I wonder how many Christians truly know what it's like to read the Bible through in 1 year. I wonder how many Christians truly know what it's like to have a prayer life. Not just a prayer here and there, but actually a prayer life. You hear about all these missionaries and all these evangelists that God used greatly, and one of which, I'll be honest with you, I can't remember who it was, but his wife used to have to try and figure out whether he was talking to her or praying. And the thing about it is that I'm not saying that it has to be like that. But the thing about it is that I wonder how many of us actually have experienced being so close to God that praying is just second nature. I'll be honest with you. I really believe that if we were to survey most Christians in America, most of them haven't even read the Bible through one time in their life. I'll be honest with you, most people couldn't pray 1 hour solid if their life depended upon it without stammering, stuttering, and repeating themselves. The truth of the matter is how much do we know the Savior? I'll be honest with you that, you know what? I've had many teenagers in my youth group. And several times I had teenagers come up to me and say, you know what? I don't know that church thing is really right for me. First question I ask them is, all right, well, let me ask you this. How much have you read the Bible? Well, I just haven't picked it up. How much have you prayed? Well, I pray with you in the teen Sunday school class. Not quite enough. And you start asking them questions, and they really, truly haven't experienced anything. They haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg, and yet they're saying, you know what, this really isn't for me. You don't even know what you're missing. And the truth of the matter is that, you know what? We need to know the voice of God. We need to know what God's Word says. We need to not just form opinions on what should be right and wrong, but what does God say? And so the thing about it is how much do we know the voice of God? God knows us. God knows everything about us. How much do we know about God? And you know what? Also, in verse 5, the Bible says that a good sheep will flee from a stranger. The Bible says in Luke chapter, actually it's John chapter 10. The Bible says that a good sheep will flee from a stranger. The Bible says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. And you know what? And here's the thing is, we teach our children that if somebody creepy comes up and offers them pieces of candy, or somebody that they don't know, you don't talk to them, you don't take the piece of candy, you run away, and you flee. And you know, the thing about it is that, listen, we as Christians, we ought to take the same advice. You know, think about Joseph. Potiphar's wife. Hey, big boy, why don't you come over here and lie with me? Voice of a stranger. And the truth of the matter is, what did he do? He ran. He ran so fast he left his coat. And the truth of the matter is, you know what? When the voice of a stranger comes, we need to run. When the voice of a false witness comes knocking on our door, you know what? We need to not stop and have a Bible study with him. We need to run. You know what? When somebody at work decides, you know what? Hey, I don't really believe. Why don't we talk about how I don't believe in this and so that's in the Bible? You know what? We need to run. The thing about it is you know what? We need to not listen to the voice of a stranger. But mostly, you know what? I'll be honest with you. We need to run. This is why it's so important that, you know what? We have friends that believe this book right here. Because I'll be honest with you. You know, here's the thing is, ultimately, every time I've ever tried to make friends with somebody that didn't believe like I did, it always came up. Well, you know what? Why don't you drink alcohol? I tell you what, just try it. One sip. It won't hurt you. You know, I just one sip. Why you gotta go to church all the time? Are you goody two shoes? And you know, and it'll always come up. The truth of the matter is that you listen. We need to be careful about listening to the voice of a stranger. And anyways, you know what? The Bible says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. If we want to be good sheep and be full of joy, we've got to be in God's presence and those people that are going to push us towards God. And so let me ask you tonight, are you one of God's sheep? And if so, how much are we listening to God's voice? How much do we know His voice? And how we fleeing from the voice of a stranger. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that I thank you for this truth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that even though we're dumb sheep, that you lead us and you guide us and you care for us. And that if the Bible says that if one of us would go astray, that you would go to the ends of the earth to try and get us back and to restore us back into the flock. Heavenly Father, I'll be honest with you. I don't really know why you'd care about us that much. I know each one of us, if we're honest with ourselves, that we've sinned and we've disappointed you, and none of us really deserve a walk with you. But dear Heavenly Father, in your grace and your mercy and your love, you came down to earth and you paid for our sin so that we could go to heaven. And you laid it out in the Bible how we could live a full and joyful life. And you intervene in our lives and you want to be friends with us. Heavenly Father, just this thought blows my mind. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just help us to be good sheep tonight. Help us to know your voice. Help us to flee from other voices that would lead us astray. In Jesus' name, amen.